You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're here for the mess, and the mess is here for us.
we're back every week, but seriously, our run is maybe not coming to an end, but we have one more month almost.
Yeah, this is the halfway point in the agreement that was made to go to the end of August. So 7 of 14 episodes down, you know? Sad.
I can't believe it. This is just, y'all, just thank you for the love. Thank you for our brand becoming the brand.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's been so much fun. And remember, if you're liking us, make sure you give us that 5-star review, y'all.
Hell yeah. We are I was just checking and then I clicked
170.
Yeah, so we are 80 reviews away from
look at that math.
Or so 80 ratings away from merch. So if you want to do it, then we need 10 reviews per episode through the end of August to unlock merch.
And I think we can do it. Okay, everyone, I believe in us.
I believe in us.
Just reach out to who you got to reach out to and get those ratings and reviews in.
Yeah, you can make new Apple IDs. Like, it's anything is possible.
Oh, my God. I love it. Listen, we are literally helping people get in touch and be better at work. Because our, like, newest review on Sunday said, by Charlie, says, very educational. As one of the older listeners of RHAP, Mess Magnets educate me on the pop culture event so that I can better communicate with my 20-ish year olds in my department and stop talking about ancient history, aka 70s and 80s.
You're welcome, Charlie. Scott, if you're listening, you can also move us under the education category on Apple Podcasts. We're a top 30 entertainment news podcast in Canada right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Canada.
Okay, Canada. Normally, Canada doesn't respond well to the things that I do, but
listen,
we're here. They must love Sasha.
No, they love you. Oh my God. It's just, I love this. I just have to tell y'all, it's more fun to see this because it's the most random countries that. Why are we in Russia, you know?
Listen, we're 127th in Russia, and it's just the way it is. So funny. I love that we're number 31 in Singapore.
Yeah.
Should we start catering more to the Singapore listeners?
Yeah. What are Singaporeans into? I should ask my husband. He lived there. He was not born there. But he lived there for a good amount of his life.
Iconic.
Oh, God. But yes. So I think we should get into it today, y'all.
Absolutely. We're going to try and be professional today.
Listen, no dilly-dallying here, okay?
Yeah, because we never dilly-dally.
We are so cracked. Like, honestly, are we okay?
Listen, First of all, no, we're not. But second of all, that's just a normal response to the hellscape we're all living in. So
thank you.
Take care of yourself and we'll take care of ourselves.
Anyways. And it's just like a brand, like anything, anytime. I don't know about you, but every time now I'm on a podcast, people are like, that's so mess magnet of you. And I was like, no, that's just me.
I'm like, so what does that mean exactly? Does that mean unprofessional? Does that mean cracked? Like, what does it mean? Tell me what it means.
Because listen, baby, I'm smart. I'm just ratchet, too. I can be both.
I just think a lot of people think that being smart means you have to be boring. And we are shattering that glass ceiling.
Period.
Okay.
But speaking of like shattering ceilings, I'm just kidding. our title and cover photo will tell you that we need to talk about Funny Girl.
Yes. And, you know, production assistant of the Daddy Network, Sam Moore, messaged me. I was like, how much do you know about this? It would be perfect. And I literally was like, boom, 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 boom. And he's like, okay, so you've pretty much got it then. So,
oh my God. Yes. Sam and I, he was just basically sending me jokes that I should say about why Lea Michele can't read.
There are so many jokes on TikTok right now of people being like sitting next to Lea Michele at her first Funny Girl rehearsal. And like, that one says, don't. Right. Like, so people are so brutal. But listen, Lea Michele kind of deserves to be bullied because she said she was going to shit in a co-worker's wig when she was on Glee. So she brought it on herself. She's been a nightmare forever.
And here's a tea for everyone that maybe forgot, or because we covered the Funny Girl piece. And Kristen, I don't know about you, but I thought this was already done. But it turns out that was speculation.
It was just a rumor, but it's now officially been announced. So
yes.
For anyone who doesn't know, Beanie Feldstein was the lead in Funny Girl. And it was total nepotism hire, but also like really cool representation for a plus size Jewish woman on stage. So not to minimize that, but like also a nepotism baby, one of many in Broadway and Hollywood. And people did not respond well to her performance.
Yeah, unfortunately.
When I remember I spoke with Maggie Morgan about this, who like has a deep understanding of Broadway and theater and all that. And she was like, this is like, Fanny is supposed to be played by like an unknown. Like you really shouldn't put someone who's known at all into that role. Like she was like, of course, Lea Michele could sing all of the songs and it would be great. But like,
yeah,
in general, you want like an unknown for the role. So I think that could be part of the problem as well. But.
And what a slam to the understudy. Whoa. Like, that's the worst part.
Yeah, they were like, nope, you can stay understudy. I didn't even think of that aspect of it. That's brutal. But so I guess they were going to announce the actual change
in September. Wait, September. It's supposed to be later. Yeah.
Yeah. But Beanie was like, listen, if they don't want me, I don't want them. I'm leaving at the end of the
month.
I love it. Protect your peace.
Yeah, she said, playing Fanny Price on Broadway has always been a dream, lifelong dream, la, la, la. Once the production decided to take the show in a different direction, I made the extremely difficult decision to step away sooner than anticipated. She said, kick rocks.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yep, and I'll never forget, blah, 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 this experience, the people, blah, 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 blah. I hope you continue to join them after I depart on July 31st. Peace, she said.
Yeah. And so then she's leaving July 31st, and then Julie Benko is going to cover until September 6th, who I guess is the understudy. And then Lea Michele got announced, I think like yesterday, 2 days ago, on July 11th.
A few days ago, yeah.
Got announced that she would be stepping in, even though we all already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's happening. And once again, Lea Michele allegedly can't read.
And just, yeah, she can't read. So, like, everyone's like, oh, so she's going to be, the reason it's in September is because she needs to learn it by heart, the whole play.
Yeah, someone needs to read it to her every day so that she can, I guess, translate it into emojis so that
100%
you can do it.
And she knows the songs because she, I think, sang them on Glee all the time.
So. She sang quite a few songs, mm-hmm. at least. I'm not, like, super familiar with Funny Girl, but I know that she sang several of the songs over the course of the time.
I mean, in Glee, like, she literally was like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, this mm-hmm. is my thing. So she has been wanting to do it for a while. And then it's so funny that she was passed over at first to play it.
Because she's horrible. Like, she's such a... like,
she's really bad, y'all.
She's so talented. And normally, someone that talented can kind of just get away with things.
Mm-hmm.
But she's so horrible that people just don't even want to work with her.
Yeah, that part. Because Samantha Ware, right, who was her... In June 2020, her mm-hmm. Her Glee co-star literally said, like, she made her time on the show a living hell. And it's after when Leah, like, posted a Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, like, things in support. And she was like, excuse me, not you, the queen of microaggressions who shit in my wig is going to say this. And, like, or threatened.
Yeah, allegedly threatened.
Allegedly. that's what I'm urged to say. Allegedly.
Yeah, it should. Yeah, that's, you're right. It is right.
Oh my God. And then, yeah, and it says, you know, and she literally said, remember when you made my first television gig a living hell. So she's just horrible. And she's not the only person that said this.
No, it's, and like, basically everybody else from the Glee cast backed,
Samantha up.
And then I'm like, Heather Morris, like, posted something that was really dumb, but I think mm-hmm. then since has deleted it and walked it back.
Yeah. And it's just crazy because a lot of the co-star, like the Black core stars specifically, were also like, no, we all, when one person was going through it, like, as a Black woman, like, we were all going through it. And a bunch of people came out. And this is old, but just so people know that Leah Michele wouldn't even let someone else sit at the table as the other cast members because she didn't belong. But why was everyone allowing this?
Part of it is that Ryan Murphy is, like, obsessed with Leah Michele. So I do think it was a super hostile work environment where people didn't feel like they could come forward because he would always back Leah up. I think there's even interviews where he said, like she's the only one that he would need to do the show kind of thing. Like, he loves her, which mm-hmm. is, you know, it says a lot about him. And so I think that's probably a big part of it. I feel like all this was also addressed in Naya Rivera's book well.
Mm-hmm. And she, like, definitely says she apologized, blah, blah, blah. And the Samantha's concerns were shrugged off by executives on set as well.
Ugh.
Which, of course, why wouldn't it be? It's just pathetic that this person who's so horrible, Samantha, like, because of the Funny Girl thing, just, like, said, you know, of course, yes, I saw online today. Yes, I see y'all. Yes, I care. Yes, I'm affected. Yes, I'm human. And, you know, basically just saying, like, Hollywood is complicit in upholding whiteness. And we knew that already.
Exactly.
Just, yeah.
Not surprising, but still extremely disappointing. And it's like, I think then this is where people are like, but cancel culture is wrong.
Yeah,
but you know what? No one is saying that Leah Michele can never have a job again. It's just maybe she doesn't need to be in the public eye and in the spotlight anymore. Like, maybe that could be the consequence to the actions.
And just constantly get what she wants. Like, that's
exactly like
part.
Getting like an extremely sought after, very well publicized role and making a ton more money mm-hmm. when not that long ago we all found out how awful she was. No, she actually, I think, should go do something else with her life.
God, I can't. But anyway, We have a new funny girl, y'all. Hope it's funny. No, I'm just kidding. She has a good voice. We know she does. And she's done most of the songs. So it's not like we're surprised by it necessarily.
Yes. And the other thing that's kind of funny with the Glee connection is Jane Lynch has also been in the show playing Mrs. Spice. I can't remember. But she will be leaving the show the same day that Lea Michele is joining. And a lot of people found a lot of joy in that. Jane Lynch, I think, did tweet about like, oh, no, she loves Lea Michele. But like Jane Lynch has her own problems. I remember a tweet not that long ago about how we should like feel sorry for billionaires or something. So we don't need to be standing.
Oh, my God. It's just, it's very weird. And it's funny because Sylvester would like just leave when Lea Michele.
Well, and so there is actually in Glee, her character gets the lead in a revival of Funny Girl. And Sue Sylvester buys a ticket to the opening show and leaves halfway through on purpose to go have sex with someone at her apartment.
God.
So it's it, that. So if someone was like, listen, if someone buys me a ticket to her opening night, I will dress up as Sue Sylvester and leave halfway through.
Oh my God. I just can't. Anyways,
it's a lot, but it's what's happening. And we've now reported the news.
Jeez. Oh my God. Here we are. But yes, so that's the Funny Girl. If any of y'all go to the Funny Girl, let me know. Then we can go from there. Like maybe give us some reviews. Give us some anonymous from the show.
Oh my God, we want the mess, please.
Did you see Lea Michele acting crazy? I don't know. Tell us everything.
I mean, if you see her, there's a good chance you will see her acting like that.
Can she read? You know, does she only text in emojis? Tell us. Tell us everything.
We would like to.
Yes. I think now. Ooh, Emmy nominations.
Yeah. Did you get a chance? Have you seen like the Emmy nominations?
Yeah. You know, this week? The Amazing Race, baby.
I know you love it so much.
No, that's why I said it. I say it as a joke.
Understand. But I mean, I feel like RuPaul just wins all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, okay, Nicole Byer could totally win for Nailed It. Come on. And then it's like, no, RuPaul's going to win.
No, 100% not. It's just, it's funny because Succession is like basically sweeping everything. But I'm so excited for Squid Game. It's so cool. I think it's the first, right, non-English
thing. I believe so, here. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And then also Abbott Elementary got a number of nominations, yes, which is super exciting.
It's what she deserves.
I still haven't even seen Abbott Elementary. It's like on my list. Like it's like at the top, like bold, underlined, italic, highlighted, like watch it. Cause I know I'm going to love it, but I just haven't.
It's so good.
Watch it yet.
I will say for comedy series, like I was surprised that Insecure wasn't on here when Issa Rae is nominated for Best Actress in Comedy Series.
Yeah, so like, that's interesting.
Why? And like Mrs. Maisel, like, aren't we done with Curb Your Enthusiasm? I bet Ted Lasso wins, right? Ugh.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I can see.
Gross.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, not gross. Okay, listen.
Listen.
I just don't think Ted Lasso is comedy so much as it is science fiction because it's about
correct.
That's all.
Correct. I see that. I agree. Also, Tyler James Williams from Abbott Elementary is in it, which is really funny. He is the kid from Everybody. He's Chris from Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's my favorite thing. I don't know why. I'm obsessed. And Cheryl Lee Ralph. It's her first ever nomination in 50 years, which is ridiculous for Abbott again.
Yeah, like seriously.
I know people liked Only Murders, and so did I, but maybe I just don't have like award show taste. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I really enjoyed Only Murders in the Building. I am waiting to watch season two because my boyfriend and I want to binge all of it instead of having to wait. But I feel like the fact that Steve Martin and Martin Short got noms, but Selena Gomez did not get a nom is like, it's more so about who they are rather than like what they did in the show.
Exactly. Very much agree on that. And like the limited series too was very interesting. Like Inventing Anna got nominated.
I didn't hear anyone liking Inventing Anna.
That's what I'm saying. Like, didn't we watch a few like 10 other ones?
It feels like very weird. Because also I was listening to Keep It where they were talking about noms, and they made the very good point of like, it feels like some of these things came out 3 years ago and some of them came out 5 minutes ago. Correct. So like White Lotus feels like it was a million years ago. Like, shouldn't that have been on last year's Emmys?
And Made was a good one. That's a Netflix one, right? I mean, good as in traumatizing, but good.
That was filmed in my town.
Oh my God.
That's where I live.
Oh. And it's like a real life story too. I don't know.
Yeah, it's creepy
stuff. Yeah, it's like, it's basically just White Lotus and Dope Sick, and it's like, okay.
I think The Dropout could do well. I really enjoyed The Dropout. I'm also just, like, addicted to that case. Like, so, also Sunny Balwani just got found guilty this week.
I like it. Oh my God. But yeah, and competition programs are good. But yeah, RuPaul's I think is Mari said Lizzo's Watch Out for Big Girls is also really good, so I need to watch that. It's Lizzo
to the list. I love Lizzo. So
exactly,
it's about damn time, you know.
Who do you think wins a reality host? Because we have the Queer Eye cast, Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman for Making It. I don't even know what that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, Nicole Byer. Queen nailed it. Padma Lakshmi for Top Chef. The Shark Tank hosts or whatever sharks, and then RuPaul in RuPaul's Drag Race.
So I'm pretty sure RuPaul has won this. Yeah, they've won it. He's won it the last 6 years in a row.
Oh,
so there's it's probably going to be RuPaul again.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah, I think I would give it to RuPaul. Or Nicole, or
Nicole Byer, baby, because I love her so much and I just want everything good for her. But she also got other nominations as well. I think she got a total of 3.
Oh,
but then it's not showing on here. But I think she got a nomination for her recent Netflix special, which I think is Big Beautiful Weirdo is what it's called, which was very good. But if you listen to her podcast, you like heard her workshopping all of the jokes over the last 2 years, so it's like, oh, I know all these jokes already, I've heard these stories before.
That's funny.
Which is like nothing wrong with that, like, yeah, you have to workshop your shit somewhere, but she's very I love her so much.
Oh my God, it's so cool. I'm excited for my people, if that makes sense. For this show, for the Emmys. I'm not necessarily excited for the Emmys. Yeah. Maybe their outfits. Obviously, I love their costumes. I love their dresses.
I love watching red carpet.
Also, can I just say for the variety sketch series, Kirsten, it's a Black Lady sketch show, Saturday Night Live. What?
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Huh. I wonder who's gonna win that one.
It's like, at this point, just give it to Black Lady Sketch. I refuse. Enough like, with Saturday
please,
Night Live.
Please, don't give it to Saturday. Listen, Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny in so long. Like, so long.
Listen, I agree with you. But do they?
Probably not, unfortunately. Who do you think is the best variety talk series? Like, it's all these late night shows.
Which white man named Jimmy?
Hey, it could be Trevor Noah.
I like, they're all okay. Even Trevor Noah, like, I'm not, and I actually watch like the clips on YouTube because if I like a certain actor, like I'll really deep dive into them. Like Miss Marvel, all of Iman's interviews I've been binging. So it's been really fun to see her on all these shows. So to me, it's more about the guest than it is the host. What about you? Do you like any of them?
I agree with you about the guests. I do think Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is the best show on the list.
Yeah.
And if we're choosing our favorite white man off the list, I do like Seth Meyers.
I love when he does
the "you burnt" segment. It makes me so happy. Like I just think it's, there's something about him just saying "you burnt" that makes me laugh uncontrollably. Oh, it could be about anything.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
I like John Oliver. Okay, I think I forgot about him in that way. Yes,
I like when he bought all the medical debt and then forgave it. You know, I'm like, we need more shows doing what John Oliver's doing.
Oh my God, agreed. Perfect. So that anything else for the Emmys?
No, I think we hit on like the main points. But I was just like, we can't really call ourselves a pop culture podcast if we don't at least bring up that the Emmy nominations happened this week.
Listen, okay, TV is dead. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I think many people would say TV is more alive than ever before. I know.
Okay, maybe I meant cable. But I have cable, so I don't know why I would say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me you're rich without telling me you're rich.
Listen, it's for sports. What can you do?
Wow, and you have the sports channels, the wealth.
Listen, it's because I don't pay for any streaming services.
I love it. I pay for Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't. I have it, but I don't pay for it.
My sister pays for Netflix, so we make.
I don't pay for that one either.
I actually do have access to a full cable like account, but like I don't pay for it.
Yeah, that's real. So tell me you have access to wealth. No, I'm just kidding.
I know people who have wealth. Yeah,
exactly. I'm That's close me in my whole life. Baby.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Should we do a little break before we move forward? I was about to just move on.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Be right back. And we're back. Should we do a little Kardashian corner?
Yes. I think it's time. Listen, we hadn't done them in a while, so everyone.
I mean, also, it doesn't matter because they create culture, so we have to talk about them, and it's not our fault.
Period. But, like, speaking of, like, creating culture.
Yes.
Who creates more culture than Northwest?
Oh, my God. Protect this child with everything.
Oh, my God. Can you believe that she literally on her invitation, right? That people would pay so much money to archive that damn invitation. She's like, stop.
Well, now they'll pay more. Now they'll pay even more because she wrote stop on it.
Yes, because y'all, Northwest was, she went viral for holding up a sign that she made, a handwritten message on it that said stop, because she's so exhausted with, and they were sitting front row at a fashion show. And she's just like tired of people taking pictures of her. So she's like, so she just wrote that and to focus on the show.
Yeah. She's like, stop taking pictures of me. She doesn't want her picture taken anymore.
And they're sitting by Anna Wintour. Like, that's the joke.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, too. So, like, a lot of people are responding, being like, well, Kim, like, stop taking your child to the front row of a fashion show if she doesn't want her picture taken. And it's like, yeah, because North has, over the years, had several moments where she doesn't want to be filmed. She doesn't want pictures taken. Even at one point, Kim was, like, making a video on Instagram where North is literally hiding. And she's like, what? Why don't you want to be filmed? And it's like, let your child breathe. Like,
and she did this whole thing where she was like, oh, Courtney and I told North and all our kids that they're famous, blah, blah, what that means. And I was like, but you are famous. You chose this life.
She didn't ask to be born.
Like, it's so disrespectful to me because they've been, you know, like in the limelight for so long. And I just feel like it's horrible.
Well, and the thing is, like, if you're having a conversation with your children about like, we're famous and here's what it means,
mm-hmm.
a big part of that conversation should be, and how do you feel about that? And yes. how can we support you? Like, especially now, like North is definitely old enough to be expressing her opinions and what she wants and what she needs. And like, the Kardashian Jenners know how to be hidden when they want to be hidden. So like, maybe if your child doesn't want to be photographed, you help her not be photographed. Like, just because you're an influencer and you're famous doesn't mean your child wants that for themselves.
Ugh. It's just, I don't understand. You know what I mean? And ugh. And here's the thing, right? You think, okay, fine, like, that's enough. No, because this is not the end of this. Because while they're in Paris for Fashion Week, right? Then they're talking more. And then North and their friend, North's friend, sorry, which Tracy, Kim's BFF, Tracy Romulus, it's her kid, Ryan is the name. So Ryan and North were walking ahead. And North literally said, why do you have to wait for us all the time?
Yep.
Like, can you imagine a poor 9-year-old having to say this? And then this is the most disgusting, creepy, horrible comment ever, oh. where the paparazzi say, because you're so famous, we love you. Excuse me? Like, what are they even talking about? It makes no sense. And I don't get it.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah. Did you kick yourself out?
No. Just, you know what? I'm not even going to tell them to edit this out. We'll just include it as a behind the scenes. My internet, only the window with StreamYard just went, you've lost connection to the website.
Oh my God.
It's like, what?
Listen, we know that the Kardashians control the internet. They have shit scrubbed all the time. Yeah. So they got cursed.
They got us in real time.
Because I'm literally like, look, I'm reading the article and then I look over and I was like, oh, it's just me on the screen.
I just disappeared. I came back fast. It's fine.
Yes, yeah, we're all good.
But like, so why are you talking to someone's child like that? First and foremost, like, stop it. Go find a different job. Like. Leeches. Like,
and if someone said that to your kid, wouldn't you punch them?
Oh, it would not be good. It would not be good. And then, like, even going back, there's literally footage of North at 2 years old being like, yes. No pictures. So, like, and you still are pushing this child into the limelight. It's not cool.
Like, it's so sad. I think they even had her outside her ballet school when she was 2 years old with the nanny. Like, the parents weren't even there.
Why are you waiting outside a child's class?
They're so gross. Like, I don't get it. And then, like, there's literally videos of North hiding under, like, a fur coat and being like, no, stop taking pictures of me. And, like, I don't know why they think it's so funny. Like,
it's like, lots of people have children that are not the same as,
mm-hmm.
like, their parents. So I don't know why they act like it's so surprising. And, like, even, like, other families... Like, other kids in the clan, like, Rain was like, please give us a break. Just, like, a couple months ago.
And even Mason, right? So, I remember this happened a while ago, but Mason, Kourtney Kardashian's oldest son, even, like, texted Kim and was like, hey, when North went online, like, live on TikTok, and that she's allegedly not allowed to do. And Mason, like, texted Kim and was like, hey, blah, 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 private, you know, just, like, about her privacy. And it's wild that she screenshotted those texts from Mason talking about privacy and posted them on her story.
Also, why does a child need to be so online? Like, it can't be good. Like, I just feel so bad. I feel like every child in the Kardashian Jenner crew are just going to need so much therapy.
God, it's really unfortunate. And I just don't think it's safe for the kids.
Yeah, like, I know, like, I've seen a lot of TikTok accounts that are very specific about, like, why you shouldn't be posting, like, photos of, like, your kids in certain mm-hmm. ways and, like, ways to just protect your children online with how you're posting them. And, like, people will make Instagram accounts for, like, their baby, like, starting their social media from the start. But if you look at who's following those accounts, yes. like, there's, like, super creepos out there. So just, everyone, stay safe out there. If you have kids, like, do your best to monitor what they're doing online. I know that's not always 100% possible, obviously.
And, like, photographing the kids at their schools, like, how gross is
and
that?
And, yeah, if you're in the paparazzi, kick rocks.
Maybe don't
follow kids, like, weirdo.
Like, it's just that simple.
It's very weirdo energy.
Ugh. But yeah, I just don't understand the paparazzi to tell a little kid we love you. Like, that's just
it's weird. And so I think the direct response to this story mm-hmm. is Us Weekly did a article about Kim just, like, taking her kids to the mall. And yeah. I think that it was just leaked as, like, look, she's a normal mom who cares mm-hmm. about her kids. And I think it's, like, a direct response to North.
Yeah. Kirsten. Like, maybe we should move on from Kardashian Corner because it looks like Kirsten's gone. But listen, what do y'all think about this stuff? Because this is ridiculous. But she's back just as fast as the Kardashians try to get her scrubbed off the internet.
Listen.
The PR people tried to take the kids to the mall, which is also so funny because it's saying there's also nice family photos of her and her kids at the beach. Shut up.
And it's also Kim being like, oh, it's so hard to get family photos as a mom. It's going to work for you more than anybody else.
And you horribly Photoshop your child into said pictures. The same picture that doesn't like to take pictures is the one you horribly Photoshop. And apparently Kim Kardashian was saying, like, most Christmas card photos were unusable because of North, like, giving the middle finger.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. But can you imagine?
Like, how sad that your child has to use, like, anti-paparazzi tactics in a home setting. Like, let her live. Let her have her privacy. She's a child.
It's just, unfortunately, when these kids get older, I'm, like, just scared for them.
I honestly hope that North gets to just go be a hermit and, like, live away from society. If that's what she wants, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Horrible.
So we shall see. But yeah, and I have to say, because there's a few other things, but
yeah,
this came out like June 3rd. I don't know how I missed it. But, you know, Kardashian Corner time.
It happens.
So Kim was also talking about, there's a lot of, like, beauty standard stuff that came out this week, I think.
Yes.
That she was saying that everyone, like, if I can do it, you can do it. And what kind of crap is this, y'all?
I don't understand how you can be so divorced from reality to think that everybody can have a private chef, a personal trainer, and also all the plastic surgery they could want and also Photoshop.
And she denies. That's the thing.
And that's what's the problem. Like, to me, I don't have any issues with plastic surgery or that kind of thing. I think if that's what you have to do to feel happy with the body that you have, like, you go for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever, do that. But when you lie about it and act like it's all natural, all you're doing is making, like, young girls and women think, oh, well, I can also look like that if I just, like, starve myself and exercise all of the time. Like, even going back to with the Marilyn dress that mm-hmm. she wore to the Met Gala, she's like, oh no, but, like, I did it in a healthy way. Ma'am, you lost 16 pounds in 2 weeks. That's not healthy. Like,
and I don't even know how you can't, like,
sometimes when you're at, like, a much larger size and you start losing weight, it'll happen faster, sure.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be sitting here saying, like, oh, no one ever has lost 16 pounds and it was okay. But, like, at Kim Kardashian size, losing 16 pounds in 2 weeks is not, like, there's no sustainable way to do it. I don't care what you say. Like, oh, I was drinking a lot. I've never drank more water. Like, that doesn't mean that you're
and
healthy.
You would retain water weight, so.
Well, it's because you drink more water, so you don't retain water.
Oh, like that. Oh,
that's why a lot of people, when they start working out, they lose like more weight at the beginning because they're also shedding water weight because they start drinking more water.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I'd like, there's no way she wasn't going for a run in like a sauna suit. Like, it's not healthy. Mm-hmm. It's not attainable. It's not okay. And she's sitting there like, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm a mom, you know, when my kids go to bed, then I have my laser treatments. Yeah, just like every mom.
What crap are you talking about, right? Like, you have nannies, you have people, you have chefs that will cook for you. Like, your 24 hours is not the same as anyone else's 24 hours. Like, you have personal assistants.
Yeah, it's anytime someone's like, oh, well, we all have the same 24 hours. Like, no, we don't. Like, shut, especially if you're extremely wealthy and have a huge staff. No, we actually don't have the same 24 hours. Because I have to spend 8 hours a day working. Plus.
And not only that, plus how much time do you have to spend, like, worrying about food? Like, what should I be making? What should I be eating? You know?
And that's going to the grocery store.
Yeah. And, like, that's a lot of us, like, have privilege to be like, okay, I just need to plan and the food will be there, you know? Instead of, like, imagine worrying about when will my next meal come from?
Yeah.
So I'm so tired of these, like, loser, out of touch celebrities. Like, get a life.
Yeah. And you'd think that Kim would have learned something from the, like, just get off your ass and work, mm-hmm. like, comment that she made not long ago. But yet, no, she has not learned. She's still out of, surprisingly, Kim Kardashian is still out of touch. She also, Kate, this woman also is lying. She said that the only thing she's ever had injected into her face is Botox, and that she has never had any filler, and that she has had nothing done to her lips. It is very clear she's had a lip flip.
Yeah.
Like, if not lip injections, like,
oh, 100%.
Stop lying.
I refuse.
Why do they keep lying? Like, Kylie being like, oh, yeah, I just overlined my lips. My lip kits are that good. Ma'am, you're selling ColourPop liquid lipstick at a higher price point. Stop it. It's made in the same factory.
Exactly. It's so funny. And like, and because there's this other woman that, and I think that came out this week for sure. Some another like influencer type person that was like paid, I think like $100,000, whatever, a lot of money to look like Kim Kardashian, and then got mad that people wouldn't take her serious. So now she paid even more money to go back to not looking like Kim Kardashian.
Oh my God.
Like, what is, like, this body dysmorphia that they're like causing people. And it's, then she even said, I would do anything to look good, even if it meant eating poop.
And she like doubled down on it.
Yeah. Like, she said it in a New York Times interview. And was like, when she was launching her skincare line for skin, she was just like, if that, you know, because she did like vampire facials. If you're a Big Brother fan, Janelle talked about it as well.
No, it's different. Vampire facials are different. Oh my God. Okay, wait.
Ooh.
Let me help you here. So what Janelle on Big Brother talked about.
Oh, true, because she did the, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the ordinary, it's a...
The peel.
Exfoliating peel. Mm-hmm. It's illegal in Canada, actually, because it has a higher concentration of... SA than you can get in like legally in Canada, but I do get it brought in to me. I have my ways. But the vampire facial is where you get your own blood taken and they mix up the plasma and then they do microneedling with your own like blood plasma. And honestly, I've never wanted a treatment more. Like, I would love to get the vampire facial more than anything, but it's like multiple thousands of dollars.
Yeah. No, I meant that Janelle was talking about it on the live feed.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Facial. Yeah, but no, but I agree. People also probably would have got confused with what I meant. But yes, thank you, Kirsten.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry.
No, please. So that's exactly it, y'all. It's wild. But anyway, so she's like, people have known to do all this. Like, they probably have stuff we haven't even thought of. My mom went to India to get me some, like, just dermatology stuff, like, as in I just needed like creams for my face, and because going to India just helps because it's like they know our like my skin better. Anyway, so they allegedly, my mom was saying that they were talking about how you can do almost like a facial thing where it's like you look like you have BB cream on, but at all times.
Oh.
Yeah, like they can do that to your face, like a permanent tattoo kind of thing. And I was like, people will do anything. People will do anything.
It's so weird. And then also the other thing too, like I've looked at a lot of pictures of Kim Kardashian this week just because this has all been coming up.
Yeah.
She increases the size of her eyes on every picture.
Yes.
That's not the size of a real person's eyes in their head. Like, and she sits there and acts like she does nothing. It's embarrassing.
No, everything is different. You know what I mean? Like, literally everything is changed.
She even is wearing, like, full-on false lashes. And it's like, oh, no, I never wear falsies. These are my real eyelashes. Stop lying. We can tell.
Is that why you always have sunglasses on? Like, good God.
Yeah, probably.
She's just such a joke. Like, I can't take them serious. And, like, it's wild because imagine someone saying they're going to eat poop to look younger.
Listen, I don't care how young it's going to make me look. I would not eat poop. Like,
I don't
need
it.
Did you see that viral tweet this week about the Subway sandwich, Sasha?
Yeah.
I was like gagging reading that tweet about the sub, let alone the concept of actually eating shit. No, thank you.
I can't. I literally can't.
And anyone, don't look up the sub. Don't look up the Subway sub. Stop. You think it's not going to be that bad, and then it's like the worst thing you've ever heard. Mm-mm.
God. It's horrible, y'all. It really is. Don't. But yeah, so that's the point of this lady just being delusional as always. But there's also Khloe Kardashian.
Yes, when you sent me this, I was like, wait, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because listen, so Khloe is out here telling everyone, right, that like she's single, her crush is only her daughter, blah la 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 la, all this stuff, okay? But turns out allegedly, but anyway, a source told people that she is in the beginning stage. Source probably means her publicist.
I was assuming it's Kris Jenner.
Yeah. That she's seeing someone and claimed she's feeling really good in the beginning stages of said new relationship.
With a investment banker.
Yes. Private equity investor.
I feel like this is like, so imagine the Kardashians are all in high school, right? So like, Kim and Courtney were like, you know what? We're going to go date the burnouts. You know, that's what we want. And then Khloe was like, I'm going to go to Model UN. And that's where I'll be finding my boyfriend.
Oh, my God. But it's so funny, right? Because they're all, everything they do is a trend, right? Where I feel like they were using like black men to have children with them for like that certain look. And now, and especially Kim, I feel like definitely. Not that I'm saying Kanye like is completely all together, but I just feel like she kind of used him to elevate herself and then kind of was like, okay, bye. And then like Khloe, oh my God. Khloe also like posted pictures while she's dating, you know, and she's like actively co-parenting. She posted like, I think a story for her birthday and it's like flowers from Tristan Thompson. I just can't. And she deleted said story, but like still, I'm so over these people.
Yeah, I'm the Khloe and Tristan Thompson stuff, especially. I'm just so exhausted by.
And it's a joke, right? Like I just bless her heart. Honestly, at this point.
I love it. Here's what the source says. After a ton of soul searching and therapy, Khloe has stopped letting the past rule her future, and so she's finally in a great place.
Joke.
No, stop it. Enough is enough.
Like, it makes no sense.
But it's also really funny because not long ago there was a Dumois situation saying that she was dating another NBA player.
And then I think it was reposted, right? By a Kardashian account.
Yeah, and she commented like, oh, definitely not true, but I'm not dating a soul.
You a lie, girl.
I don't believe like none of them are single if unless they want to be.
Yeah.
And I don't think they want to be.
No, because Kim moved pretty quick too.
Yeah, she did.
Oof, bless their heart.
That's the reason why I was like, oh, well, this can't be real. And then he got branded. So I'm like, surely a brand means it's real.
Mm.
But who knows?
Listen, it's just, it's very funny because they all are like, we love being healthy and only eating salad. When in reality, they don't even take any accountability for what they have done.
They're just being healthy, Sasha. That's what it means when you have a tiny waist and a big ass and boobs. It's healthy.
And lips, and a like perfect nose. And like, get out of here, bro.
Enough.
The hair ain't even real. Get stupid. Anyway, yeah, this is a Kardashian corner hating them this week. And it is what it is.
It's, and you know what? It is what it is a lot of the time. Okay. It's not our fault they create culture. Okay.
Yep. So we hate watch. I hate talked about them. Yeah. Should we go to Army?
I think
it's your time to shine.
I think that that's the one. Okay, so I don't know how much you've paid attention to the Army Hammer stuff. Are you like well aware of it, Sasha, or no?
Like not all the way, right? But
hey, okay, so aware. Basically, last year, a lot of news stories came out and like leaked DMs from Armie Hammer to other women in the face of him getting divorced, where he was like allegedly DMing women being like, I want to cut out your ribs. I want to like cook and eat you. Carved a letter A on someone and then drank the blood. Like a lot of, cannibal type stuff. And then a lot of people really were like, don't kink shame. Some people like to pretend that they're cannibals. And like, I'm not kink shaming. I'm kink asking why, first of all. Yeah. And second of all, like, I think that there's a level it crosses when people are genuinely questioning, has Armie Hammer killed someone and eaten their flesh? People are wondering, okay?
The people want to know.
We're just asking a question.
Exactly.
And, like, his publicist quit.
Mm-hmm.
Publicists don't really quit on super high-paying clients. And so the thought process is, well, oh, my God, what did he do that his publicist quit? There is going to be a true crime documentary about his family coming out. I think it's going to be on Discovery Plus.
Oh,
it's going to be called House of Hammer. And it's going to examine five generations of scandals in the Hammer family. Because he's a great-grandson of, like, an oil tycoon who was worth, like, $800 million when he died, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, he comes from, like, money, money, money. And so the special's going to talk about all of it, and it says that it investigates a dysfunctional dynasty with male characters exhibiting all the devastating consequences of privilege gone wild. It's wild. There's also a 2021 Vanity Fair article that I'm not going to super get into, but it basically just talks about how the men going back five generations are known to have a, quote, dark side. So
listen, if you watched, what was that show, Gilded Age? You know, okay, you know.
Oh,
but
God.
Also, any person with privilege, we just talked about the Kardashians, like any person with privilege is like wild. I don't know why.
Yes. And okay, so there is the reason why we're talking about Armie Hammer now.
Yes.
Because like obviously all the cannibal stuff, possible alleged cannibal stuff, happened a year ago. I'm still wondering. I would like answers. I would like to definitively know if he has tasted human flesh or not.
Like I remember when it came out and I was like, but he's so hot. And then I was like, no, he's psycho.
And all of that resulted in he was on what was the new Murder on the Nile.
Oh yes, Nile. He was. I watched that movie. Yes.
And so he was in it and he was like pretty sure like almost essentially just edited out of the movie after all of this.
I watched it. He was in it. Like he was in it.
They at least took him out of the previews.
Oh, yeah, that will make sense. Because, yeah, the previews is all Gal Gadot.
Which, I mean, that also maybe was a questionable decision. But that's all what we're here to talk about today.
Yes.
But, yeah, so the reason this is coming up now is because this week, an article came out alleging that Armie Hammer is working as a timeshare salesman in the Cayman Islands. Now, he has lived in the Cayman Islands for a really long time. He only left in, I think, 2020 because he was leaving his wife to go have sex with girls who he wants to eat their flesh.
Allegedly.
Based on his DMs that were leaked, yes. Allegedly. And so it makes sense that he's in the Cayman Islands. But what doesn't make sense is that he's working at a concierge offering timeshares for $2,000 a week. His agent denies that he was doing it. The Moritz Resort has denied that he's doing it. But then people are like seeing him walking in and out of the office, like in a polo shirt, like uniform. They're seeing him like taking smoke breaks. So people are theorizing that maybe this could be research for another role, or like he spent all of his money. And all of that, but
oh yeah, and someone even tweeted at Muna MUNA underscore MIRE.
Yeah, and she's like, my friend's parents went on vacation and Armie Hammer was their concierge, and like posted a picture of the poster that has like his face on it that says,
and maybe
like,
it's fake.
It could be fake, but it's like, very ugly. It's a very ugly poster.
Yeah.
It says that he'll take you swimming with wild turtles.
I would die. Like, but I don't even understand. Like, that teared up Armie Hammer.
Like, it's him. And, like, TMZ reported that he was heard pitching the benefits of owning property in the Cayman Islands. Like, it really looks like he might be out here. Like, they see him taking smoke breaks. And he's in a polo shirt. Why is he in, like, and not, like, a nice golf polo shirt?
That's like, what I'm saying. Like a work shirt.
It's so funny. I know he's denying it. I know that the company is denying it, but there is photos of him. Cause like and even the director of sales was like, oh no, he lives here. One of my staff plays golf with him and he came and just spent a day with a staff member to see. So what, he's job shadowing?
For what? So that he could take over. Yeah.
No.
Oh my god. And the person like Muna there, she's like I think it's she. Is a segment producer on Desus and Mero. So she's not some like random person that would like make up stuff.
No, she's verified.
Yeah. So I just can't. Like, what is going on?
I know. Like, and this and the other thing too is like, so I guess this what is what he's doing after he got out of rehab for his quote sex addiction, which is what his statement was. Like, oh yes, I'm addicted to sex and I will go to rehab for that. Which like
yes.
Very possible. I have no insight into that, but he said he wanted to eat their flesh. That's more than just sex addiction.
I'm telling you, there's a difference.
I just need to know.
Did he do it?
Does he have like human remains in a freezer somewhere? That's what I want to know. I'm sorry. I know it's disgusting. It's so gross.
Oh my god. And sorry to everyone if you're like super squeamish, but wow.
I mean, I feel like we didn't really go into any details.
Exactly.
I think that ranch Subway sandwich is more gross.
Ooh, what is up with us and footlongs? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I have to stop.
But, yeah, so Armie Hammer might be a concierge.
I think she deleted the tweet.
Ooh. Do you think she was threatened with legal action?
Yeah, because the only tweet I can find is someone else, like, screenshotting it.
Ooh,
tea.
Okay.
Tea.
I love to hear it.
But you know, the Cayman Islands is literally known for shady stuff. Like it's a tax shelter, right? So
I mean, in general, yeah.
Yeah, in general. So I'm just saying that's
like the number
hot.
One thing it's most known for.
Yeah. Like I don't think of like vacation in Cayman Islands. Even though you might see like lots of rich people. Will the Daddy Network send us to Cayman Islands to do research on this?
Listen, Rob, will you pay us to investigate whether Armie Hammer has, in fact, eaten human flesh? Listen, we're up to the task. We could do
it. I want to, like,
Oh, you want to investigate journalism on RHAP?
Period. Flesh-eating, real, hard-hitting journalism. That's what we have for you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, allegedly they're denying it, but we got the pics. Look them up.
He's in a polo. Listen.
And they said he was there, right? Like, they're not denying.
Why is he job shadowing his friend? Mm. In no universe would I be like, well, actually, Kisasha, you do really interesting work. So, like, maybe I would be like, oh, hey, can I, like, see what's going on in your office to, like, network, true, maybe? But, like, in general, like, say your friend works, like, as a, in property management, like, renting apartments. I'm not going to show up in their uniform to, like, watch them for a day to do it.
And if I'm like a billionaires, like, I feel like are so kooky, like they that just do true kooky stuff, so that's why I'm like, is this like him just being bored as shit and being like, what else I got going on? Nothing.
I guess he's like, I can't be texting girls because it'll get into the news.
Yeah, so I'll just sell people my houses. Like, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. But anyway, it's tea because she deleted the tweet. But other people have screenshots, baby.
Yeah. The internet is forever. I also love how my heading on this, the sheet for this was Army Hammer timeshares ? / did he kill and eat someone? ?
Oh, my God.
Listen, this lives in my brain rent free. Like, if I could ask only one question and get the permanent answer, well, first of all, it would be, who is the father of Mindy Kaling's children?
Ooh,
but
yes.
Second question would be, did Armie Hammer eat human flesh?
Ooh, I would have to know JonBenet Ramsey.
I just am so convinced that it's the brother.
The brother? Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me
that's
anymore.
True. Ooh.
Oh, but what if it's not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ugh.
Or like, who killed, like, was JFK assassination, like, for sure, you know what we think.
Yeah, you're right. There's so many things that exactly we need to know.
And I love a good, like, this kind of conspiracy theory, you know, like, I'm all for it. Not like a tinfoil hat one, but like a...
I had, this. Sasha, when I was on dating apps, I had a prompt on Hinge that was like, we're the same type of weird if you used to think conspiracy theories are funny, but now people believe them and the world is hell.
Exactly.
Oh, crazy how that we would is match not on Hinge. I love, love. It. It's wild.
I love that. I would match you on that one.
Well,
I
we would
that
have matched anyways. It's See,
that's true.
Okay.
But yeah, we have some quick bites, I feel like, yes, is what I called it.
And I love it.
Yeah, but it's just, Doja Cat and Noah Schnapp, like, from Stranger Things, what? Two things I would never hear in a line together.
Just think, you're already famous, you have other connections than a 17-year-old boy, why are you texting a teenager? And then,
yes,
like, again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Your
prizes, exactly.
Like, you're gonna message a teenager, it's gonna get out,
Because, y'all, Doja Cat was trying to shoot her shot at another Stranger Things star. And she was like, hey, Noah, help me out. And Noah exposed her ass. And now she called him a snake. And she was like, that's snake shit.
And she has lost, like, 200,000 followers since then, which is, and he's gained, like, 1 million.
Yes. That's so embarrassing.
But
all because of Joseph Quinn, who not even... I mean, he's cute, but, like, damn.
I mean, but also, I feel like Doja Cat could just message Joseph Quinn. I think she has the
clout. That's what I didn't understand.
She could slide into his DMs.
Yeah. And she was just, like, a borderline snake behavior and then called him a kid and unbelievably socially unaware and whack.
Yeah, he is literally a kid. He's a child. Don't, why are you talking to a child? It's weird.
Yeah, and don't you like, y'all are so cringe. Like, stop. Reach out to his assistant. Like, y'all are so cringe. Nobody wants to hang out with you. That's why y'all be unironically on here writing replies to shit that makes you mad. Stop it, Doja. Stop it.
Embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed on her behalf.
And the DMs are, like, horrible, too. Like, don't DM a 17-year-old.
No. I'm trying to think if, as, like, a 26-year-old, there's anything that could have convinced me to message a 17-year-old. And I don't think there's anything.
If that's my cousin, maybe. But
I guess if you're family. Yeah. But like what?
But even then, it's weird for me to message my cousin that are 17. I'm always like, OK, like, let's only talk about, like, I don't even try not to curse around them, you know, which is very hard. But
like, how is school?
Yes, exactly.
We have nothing in common. I don't know. Nothing to talk about with a teenager.
God.
Ugh.
I know.
Embarrassing.
Here we are. But yeah, so that's like, we needed to just let y'all know this shit is happening. And then Ace Fest, we talked about it a lot last time, so I don't need to get super into it, but it happened. It technically wasn't a scam, but it was like a parking lot festival. Like, as in, you know, those like things that come up.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, they had a fair in the mall parking lot here a couple months ago.
So basically they had all that. And then they said they had free prizes. Turns out that no. It was just you could play the games and then you had to buy tickets to redeem the prizes that you won. And the prizes was their like not rejected, but old winter apparel.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. And then everyone else, like, allegedly, there was about like 5,000 to be generous people at, you know, Disneyland meets Coachella. And they were they had to move the meet and greet inside. And then obviously not everyone did the meet and greet because the lines were so long. They asked people to leave and they're like, oh, we'll like hold the line for you. You can just go, you know, like go get water and like ride some rides. Turns out when those people came back, security said meet and greet's done. Bye.
Listen, it's just like voting. Stay in line. Once you're in line, they have to take you.
And it's $500 these people paid. God. Like, not each, but like, I think for three people,
still,
right?
Whatever.
But what? Like, absolutely the hell.
I could see a lawsuit coming.
Oh my God. So anyways, we needed to update you. They like some drama channels on YouTube covered it. If you want to know more, go there. But also they turned away some drama channel.
Oh my God.
So I was like, again, if your shit was so good, shouldn't you be like, hey, I'm going to take a picture with you. Like, come see the event now. Cover it, stupid. You know, like that. Yeah. If you were that confident. But
no, don't worry. MessFest 2022 is not going to play you like this.
We're going to be in Cayman Islands. We have the location now. Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll have a timeshare. We'll get it from Armie Hammer. Rob, it's only going to be $2,000 for a week.
Period. Okay. That's, I'm trying to make it happen.
Manifest.
Exactly. I feel like, and that was it. Like, Christian Walker of like weirdo free speech, whatever, loser, shouted Kalani, a singer, on a Starbucks drive-thru, y'all.
Embarrassing.
He sounds horrible.
What he was saying was that she had told the barista to be careful because he's dangerous, maybe. I don't remember the exact quote, but he's just like yelling at her like, if you're allowed to have an opinion, why can't I have an opinion? And like, that's what his voice sounds like. Like, I'm not even just like trying to make fun of him. That's literally what he sounds like in the video. And it's like, just go get your Starbucks and go home.
Why? And like, it was all because Kalani was like, he's that like jerk from TikTok that will kind of say mean things, so be careful. So Kalani was trying to do a favor to Starbucks, the employees, and he just like could not stop.
How did he even know what she said?
Listen.
Like, did this cashier tell him? And then why did he film? He filmed himself yelling at her for clout.
It's absolutely horrible, y'all. Like,
it's not cool.
It's very weird.
Weirdo behavior.
I'm telling you. But that's, yeah. So those were like our quick bites, which is where we don't want to super get into it, but we feel like you should hear about it.
We should tell you.
And look it up because it's mess.
Exactly.
But yeah, I feel like we need to now get into a Rob's favorite segment.
Yes. One quick anonymous for the road. Hell yeah. So this is a short one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting into a long one. Also for the record, we are low on anonymouses to use. We only have a couple left in the form. So if you've got mess, please send the mess tinyurl.com/messmagnets. We need more mess, please.
Didn't Chappelle say he was going to send? What are you doing?
Listen, I mean, I don't think we can expose that he said he was going to send it because then
he tweeted it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
He put it on his public Twitter.
Listen, I sent him the link, but nothing has gone into the form. It seems like he's a liar, and we should not be surprised by that.
We love it. All right. Okay. Anyway.
The anonymous.
Yes.
So this messenger says, early in the pandemic, my best friend met this random guy doing Zoom karaoke. God. Wow. It really was so bleak. They started emailing each other, and a few months later, she drops out of her PhD program to move from the East Coast to LA to live with this random man. That she met doing Zoom karaoke. I really want to know what their karaoke songs were, actually.
Have you even seen his legs?
They met by email. So who knows?
No.
So she moves to LA. And after a while, he kind of showed his true colors. He would get self-conscious if she would hang out with anyone but him, and then would get particular about things. One time, this friend left a single beer can on the counter overnight, and he said it threw off his whole day because he did not wake up to a clean kitchen. They broke up, but had to keep living together for a few more months until their lease was over.
Mm-mm. God, is he Bilal?
Oh my God. I mean, anytime you hear about a romantic partner worried about who their partner is seeing, that is like alarm bells. Like that's a big problem.
Oh my God. I'm so confused at all of this, right? Like, first of all, what's your friend thinking to drop out of her PhD program and then move from a whole coast. They moved to a whole different coast.
You couldn't be long distance for a little while?
Like, until you maybe go on a vacation?
Yeah, go on a vacation together. I know it was, like, hard times because it was COVID.
But then, like
they could have done, like, a road trip or something.
You can't let a man...
No, don't give up your PhD program over a man.
Don't give up anything for a man. How about that? Especially not your dignity, because what the hell is
I this? Feel really bad for this poor woman who then had to keep living with him, because I that's what I'm that saying. Was not a walk in the park.
And like, if anyone's watching 90 Day Fiance, this is Bilal. Like, he'll be like, there's water after you did the dishes. Like, yeah, sometimes you do the dishes and water goes everywhere.
Well, it's messy, Sasha. If there's clean water on the floor.
How dare soapy water be everywhere? Mm-hmm. But I just can't believe my one friend left a single beer can overnight. And it threw off his whole day. Therapy.
Yeah, you need medical help, sir. That's not
OCD is like a real thing. But like, you can't do this to other people. Exactly. You just cannot. Oh my God. I can't. Like, I don't understand enough.
I don't understand any part of this. I would love to know more information. I would love to know what their karaoke songs were on Zoom karaoke. I would love to know how Zoom karaoke works. I would love to know.
Zoom karaoke, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, do they have really good voices? Because people will already sound like dying donkeys, right? Doing karaoke. I am horrible. And then on top of that, you're saying that it was on Zoom where the music and voice probably isn't synced.
Well, exactly, right? And so, yeah, I want to know how Zoom karaoke works. I want to know what their songs were that they, like, connected so much over Zoom karaoke.
Yeah.
I want to know what her PhD program was in.
Maybe she needed an out of the PhD, which a lot of people do.
Oh, so. Everyone I know while they were in their PhD program was like, I don't know why I did this. My life is a living hell. So
exactly.
And that's just the people I know. So like, I can't.
No shade to PhD.
Actually, like, except for like Liana. I think Liana Boris is the only person that I never really heard complain about school.
you know, because she's smart.
She's different. She's built different.
She built different. Exactly.
But yeah, and so I'd love to know what her PhD program is. I'd love to know what she's going to do now. Is she going back to school? Is she working in a career? Is it in her field? Has she found love?
Ooh, in a hopeless place is what happened.
She moved to a very hopeless place.
Listen, like, I just have to know, did they like spend any time together or how much before she moved? You know, that's to me the wildest thing.
I feel like she just a few months. I don't think they had met in person. I think they met in person when she was moving in. That's horrifying to me.
Please,
but also, like,
so scary. I can't.
This was all in 2020, right? So, like, I feel like we weren't all at our best at that time.
Yes, that's true. And loneliness is like hell of a drug.
It's real. So,
I understand. We're not shaming. We're just like, we want y'all to make.
We want more
choices.
Info. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And thoughts and prayers.
Follow up, because this one we actually will share it. Because sometimes a follow up like doesn't make a lot of sense, but for this one we'll just do like a quick bite, even where it's like, yeah. They were together for a year and then she moved, you know, at least give me that.
Exactly. We want to know something.
Perfect.
We want to know something. But that, I think that's it. That's all.
Oh, we're done.
We did it.
Oh my God, y'all. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening day in and day out to us. Like, we're so grateful to be able to do this. This is so much fun. Any Big Brother fans, like, should we be doing like a Big Brother mess segment? But that's like the slop, obviously. So we don't want to like replicate another messy podcast, but you know, maybe we need to do our thoughts on Big Brother.
Yes,
I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah. I think it's like if there's something in Big Brother or the Big Brother community that is like off the wall, I think that we should be open to discussing.
Yeah. So send us that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you see mess, send it.
Send mess.
And then just. Thank you to everyone who subscribes, downloads, reviews the episodes. It really does feel cringy as hell to be like,
I know,
download my podcast, but it actually helps us so much. It helps people find the show. It helps us to get renewed so that we can continue making mess magnets past the end of August.
Period.
And if we get enough reviews, it unlocks merch. Come on.
We need the merch, y'all. We're at 170, which I can't believe it. Good job, messengers. Y'all look
great. Job. And we're still at a 4.9. So
knock on wood. Okay.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Yes.
So 5 stars only. Remember, we don't accept anything less.
Listen, people try to play in my face and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not funny and it's not acceptable.
Exactly. But
Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Ooh, yes, you can hear me obviously on my Twitter at funsize_04. And I was on the Miss Marvel coverage for post show recap. So I was on for episode 5 and the finale, which will be out soon. So we talked all things Marvel representation, lots of DC mess. We love it. Imagine brought some conspiracy theories to them. So, ooh. You know, brand was strong. And over on Silent Podcast, which you can just look up Silent Podcast, or on my Twitter where I retweeted it. We did a Survivor South Africa draft. And Kirsten, they dubbed my team Mess Magnets because I only picked the villains and the messy people. Cause
I love it.
Cause most confessionals like is points. So.
I love it.
And as someone that didn't watch anything, as in I've not seen any of the other seasons except one, and this is like an All-Stars returnee season. So it was vibes only on my end. So go check that out as well. Shannon and Mike Bloom were on, and Jason Orch as well. And lastly, I was on Robin Akiva Nita podcast talking RRR over on which was on Netflix. So go check that out as well. Again, lots of wild takes. I got to mediate Rob and Akiva's relationship on who would be who, and sounded like Akiva wouldn't save Rob from a snake mess. So go check me out all over. And if anything else comes out, more Survivor South Africa coverage, you'll know. And Kirsten, where can people find you?
So you can find me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. You can catch me talking Riverdale with Frail Mary over on Kowski Cast, that's Cow with a K, as well as on BoJack Horse Pod talking about BoJack Horseman. Also, a Variety article came out an hour ago confirming that Armie Hammer is in fact selling timeshares. I just saw it come up in my Twitter feed. So just so you know, and he was possibly working in property management before that. So listen, maybe cancellation is real.
Got his ass.
Anyways, again, at Kirsten Said What. You can follow me everywhere. You can also follow Mess Magnets at Mess Magnets on Twitter. And again, you can submit your mess at tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And we'll be back next week with more mess.